budget finance to order. On Friday, December 9th, 2016, at 4:05 p.m. in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Farragut?
Present.
Vaughn?
She's present.
Bradley?
Present.
Chu?
Absence excuse.
Duval?
Present.
Thanks, here. Jacoby?
Target excused.
Smith?
Present.
And then Taylor's there too?
Mm-hmm. Present.
Thanks. And then Alvarez?
Present.
Canfield?
Absence unexcused.
Felicia?
Absence unexcused.
Ma?
Present.
Martinez?
Absence unexcused.
Funnel?
Present.
A quorum is present.
Thank you. Moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Great. Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 6, financial reviews. So we'll conduct the first financial review on the executive board, account number 0104. Thank you, sir.
I have paper copies of my own warrants. So I broke it down by September through December, by month. If you look at the first page, you can see what we were allocated for the fiscal year 2017. Starting with September, which we covered in the last executive financial review, but I left it on there for some overlap. Do you guys have any questions with that one? The only thing worth really noting is the charge of the Blind Onion Pizza in Qdoba under host were eventually switched over to being charged to the budget and finance account, which is reflected in the October chart, but October is where a majority of our expenses were this semester. Wages were pretty much the same for the month, as well as fringe. Travel included my flight to Orlando for the LEAD 365 conference. Host, we were credited back that $388.09 and the $150 for Blind Onion and Qdoba. The diversity barbecue that Director Rojas hosted, and the sponsorship of the food for LNL Barbecue for National Coming Out Day as well. And then operating was my registration for the LEAD 365 conference, the rental for the grill at the diversity barbecue, the bicycle maps that Deputy Chief of Staff Upton sponsored, copy charges, PackFit survey prizes that Vice President Springmeier requested, the Reno Bike Project sponsorship, which is the day where they set up in front of the student union and fix people's bikes for them. Buttons for Ally Week that Director Rojas was responsible for, and the supplies for Diversity Barbecue and supplies for National Coming Out Day. We're moving into November. Pretty much the copy charges, the Pack Internship Grant Program banner that was hung on the stairwell of the Joe Crowley Student Union, and the items for the Pack Internship Grant Program sign. Worth noting that sign was never created because we never received the materials from Inkblot in time, so we now have those materials for next year if that is something people want to do, but it was just, essentially we're going to make a wooden sign similar to how campaign signs look and put it up on the KC lawn advertising the Pack Internship Grant Program. And December, we're not too far in, so the only expenses so far that have been charged there are the lodging for the hotel that Noah and I stayed at in Florida, and our travel reimbursement right there. But plans for further expenses for the rest of the year, obviously wages, travel. I've already attended the Regents meeting in Las Vegas, so we only have the Henderson one, and there will be a... Director Rojas is currently working with Patricia Richards on expanding the Diversity Summit to incorporate what we would have done with the Gender, Race, and Identity Conference. No reason to host both when it reaches the same audience. We're going to expand the Diversity Summit. And then general operating, PackFit campaign expenses, the Best of Reno Awards, such as the plaques that we give the people that win, the 2017 PackFriendly Business Decals, GSA Unity and Diversity Sponsorship, which will be about $2,000, Health Week, Executive Board Retreat, Alcohol Awareness Week, Sexual Assault Prevention Week, that includes the It's On Us stuff when that comes time, Campus of the City initiatives, and monthly copy charges. The remaining balances for fiscal year 2017 are $24,000 in wages, $343.85 in fringe, $2,353.07 for travel, and $4,545.08 for host, and $17,843.08 for general operations. Any questions?
Any questions from the committee? So I was wondering, do you guys have any specific campus or city initiatives you guys are planning to spend money on?
At the time, no. The stuff that we are looking at, I mean, the next one obviously is the flags that Chief of Staff Officer is working on, but that's coming out of the capital account. But at this time, there's nothing, but that stuff's probably going to start rolling out this spring. More of those. I just don't know what it will be yet. But.
And has Director Rojas talked to you about any plans he has for diversity outreach? Because I know he has allocated $6,000, and it seems that, yeah, he still has the bulk of that.
He's actually done a lot in terms of, he spent probably a third of his budget right now between us sponsoring Pride. Not all of that came from his budget, but a lot of the snacks and stuff came from his budget. He works a lot with the center. In terms of hosting events, the Diversity Barbecue was one of his bigger expenses, Ally Week. A lot of his budget will be allocated towards the Unity Week as well. So.
Are there any further questions from the committee? Senator Bradley.
Staying on the topic of diversity, is Unity Week just going to be the 1 week, or are they going to block it out kind of how they did last year?
As far as I know, it's only 1 week. I know he's been in very close contact with Director Hurdle on planning that. I don't think it's happening until April, or I'm not 100% sure when the date is, but they plan very early, so. Okay, yeah.
Senator Berry.
Just out of curiosity, do you plan on traveling to another conference similar to League 365 later in the year?
No, I plan on traveling to Regents and then possibly one more. I know every year the student body presidents from every university is invited to AIPAC. In Washington, D.C., that President Fabi attended last year and told me about, but as of right now, I'd like to leave that in the account for the next executive board to travel to Mountain West Leadership Summit, if that happens again.
Okay.
But, so the only possible expenses are definitely Regents, which will be in Henderson, and then possibly the trip to D.C., but that one would only require a flight because every student body president gets in for free.
Perfect.
Any further questions?
Thank you so much.
Moving to the financial review for ACUN Senate, account number 0103, Director B. Are you doing it? All right. Perfect.
Yeah, so if you pull it up on the box, if not, we'll just kind of go over it. Similar to the last one we went over, some of the new things on there are the addition of the conference in Orlando that Speaker Teixeira attended, as well as the Southwest flight for Senator Henderson. Most of it is pretty self-explanatory, copy charges, our polos, business cards, drafting, wages we all get paid, and making sure, like I said, Costco Health Week will be going out of there, as well as upcoming, we will be talking about wages, promotional items for WTF Nevada once we get that all settled out. Supplies for the Secretary's office, they always need like staples and paper and whatnot. So, also, we will be attending a potential conference in the spring, similar to the one that Senator Henderson talked about, and more outreach events. I know this is SOS Washington, that's done, number with, but we will talk about more outreach events and more town halls.
Cool. If you don't have any questions for Senator Bradley? All right, perfect. Thank you. Moving into the financial review for Undergraduate Research Journal, account number 0137, editor Albanese. What was yours?
So our budget is basically remain the same that we first proposed in the beginning of the year. Right now, we just put in a lot of purchasing orders for a lot of promotional items, including like flash drives, pens, water bottles, t-shirts, polos, and portfolios. Some of those aren't reflected right now because we haven't completed the IPOs, but no orders have been made. We will be doing a launch party in the spring to put out our two editions then, because we'll be printing two editions in the spring, one special economics edition and our normal edition, encompassing every other article that it gets through. Beyond that, yeah, so going in to see the, we are printing two editions this year, including spotlight interviews from different different research groups on campus as well as at UNLV. We do have some money set aside for training our new senior editors in the spring and will not be using all our wages since they will start in April and working before that turnover of the budget in July. And we still have $2,000 for travel to go to different research and academic weeks in the NGE system. And this year we're going to be spending a lot of time over winter break working on a comprehensive vision for the future of the journal and working on a comprehensive manual to pass on to future editors.
Any questions from the committee? Senator Bradley?
The padfolios, are they like the like larger ones? Like, does anybody have
that room? Like, are they like, I guess I have one. Yeah, more or less, yeah, kind of like this, just.
Are they like long? I like those. It's a good idea.
Yeah, we give them to all our junior editors and anyone who reviews for the journal and volunteers.
Did you and editor Winner, did you guys take a trip to UNLV back in October?
We did. And yeah, we went to the UNLV Research Week and we met for 2 days with their student government over there, and then we also met with a lot of research groups. And from what we got from that is that we're going to be working with UNLV and their student body to basically come up with a senior editor position that they'll be funding in the future.
So do you plan, how many times do you plan to visit UNLV and the other institutions?
So we're trying to, all the ones that we are trying to do, we're just trying to like take road trips to all the other ones to see if we can go to some of their, when they do their presentations and stuff on their different research, but UNLV will probably go to one more time in the spring and follow up with all the research groups and their student government on future plans for the journal.
Are there any other questions in the committee? Perfect. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
All right, moving into the financial review for the ASTN Center for Student Engagement, account number 0112. Director Rodriguez?
Sure. Center for Student Engagement exists to manage the day-to-day functions of all of the ASTN programs and services. And when you have time, I would really encourage you to hit this link. We finalized the data. Well, maybe not. We finalized the data for 2015. So I'll send you the link. When you open up the Excel sheet, it's huge. There's a tab at the bottom for every single program and service that's managed out of the Center for Student Engagement. So you're going to get a comprehensive view of everything that unfolded for 2014-15. This time next year, we'll unveil the data for 2016-17. Okay. So visit the link. There is some other stuff I wanted to share with you, though. I think one of the major expenses you would have noticed is a large expenditure of $1,937. President Boone felt it was okay for the Center for Student Engagement to provide the incentive awards that went out to the students who participated in the sexual conduct and campus safety survey. I just want you to know that these incentives work. We beat out last year's, 2 years ago, the response. And that's huge. 6,902 surveys. They got surveys from 20,512 degree-seeking students. So that equal to a 34% response rate, which is great.
And then I also listed for you the students that actually picked, that were actually randomly picked, and the gifts that they won, from an iPad Pro to a couple of iPad Minis, and then gift cards down to the Nevada Wolf Shop. So those were your peers that were selected out of the 5,767. It was a huge group. It's pretty cool the way they can just randomly draw names out of. Yeah, it worked pretty well. Honestly, plans for further expenditure, same thing. It's all your technology. You're paying your salaries for your employees, professional faculty for your student employees. So there's not really much else that comes out of there.
Any questions for Director Rodriguez? Perfect. Would you like to just jump into the financial for academic initiatives?
Absolutely. Same thing. Okay, so the academic initiatives account that's, that was set up a few years ago, honestly, was the brainchild of Casey Steichler. Within it was contained everything that the ASUN believed would help support students in their academic pursuits. The Wolfpack internship program is, now I want to see if this link works. Yes, it does. This is the link I was looking for. So, by the way, here's the programs and services data. If you hit that, you're going to get this huge Excel sheet. And so look at the bottom, Campus Escort Central Station. These are our student profiles, how our students are doing academically. These are for students that use Campus Escort, shuttles, et cetera. So this is what I mean by a really, really, the staff would appreciate it if you took the time to actually go through all this data. It is really amazing. It goes on for quite a while at the bottom here. Front desk, profile of our clients, the pack provisions, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, also included in here was the pack internship grant program report, and this was for last year too. So feel free to peruse this report. We won't have the data for this year until next year. Also out of the academic initiatives account is the emergency tuition fund. Funds are managed by the Associate Dean of Students and are handed out by that office. Right now you guys have $52,000 set aside for Dr. Marcelo Vasquez, and he meets with students on an individual basis. These are students who have exhausted everything, even their loans. Typically it involves something catastrophic happening in the family. It's not because, well, I just don't want to pay my tuition or I don't want to get a job, nothing like that. And he's actually having the Office of Student Persistence Research compile data for you for the last 4 years on the graduation and persistence rate of those students who did get the funding over the last 4 years. It's actually a really good report. Then we also have an emergency student fund. Every year, the association transfers over about $7,500 to Dr. Vasquez's area again. He works with students that, let's say you broke your glasses and they cost $300. You don't have $300, and you're not doing well in school. You see him, he'll buy the glasses for you. If the student can afford it, the student pays the money back. If they can't, then it's just considered helping the student achieve that again. Sometimes it's prescriptions or medication. Sometimes it's at an event and I can't pay my rent. I can pay you back at the end of the month, so he'll pay the rent, and the student comes back in and reimburses for the rent. So you'd be surprised. Marcelo makes those $7,500 stretch really far all year long. So these are like small emergencies between $100 and maybe $300, $400, $500. It's never anything larger than that. Pack revisions. I actually have an addendum to that. I'll get to it in a second. And then undergraduate research funding. James was able to work with Dr. Mensing, and this is the funding for last year. Please remember that account contains in it money that will not be transferred out until May of this year because it funds the undergraduate research for next year. So all of the data you're seeing now attached to this memo are actually the students that were funded last year. International Summer Research Funding, those were the students who got research funding to travel abroad and to go do research. The General Undergraduate Research Grant is the $25,000 that's provided to that office. 77 students are awarded. Remember, Undergraduate Research Office has funds of their own. So of those, ASUN funded 18, and I listed for you every single student and what they were funded to research. So it's actually pretty cool. And then how have you allocated your money, the budget thus far? The employee wages, there is one student who's paid to work at the Career Studio to work with the PAC internship program. Then there's the wages, the checks that are cut to the actual internship sites so that the students that get the internship receive their wages. The emergency funds, the tuition funds. For PAC provisions, that's where we purchase the Winco food carts, the can openers, and miscellaneous food expenses or whatever's related to PAC provisions. And then again, the undergraduate research funds, which we will not transport or send out until this year. I do want to show you something, though. Let's see if I can find it. Here it is. I don't know if you remember, in May of this past year, May 2016, we administered a campus-wide survey. The civic engagement campus-wide survey. And what I had Lisa pull out for you was the data concerning food insecurity among undergraduate students at the University of Nevada. Approximately 30% of undergraduate students who took the survey, by the way, I want to say we had 4,100 students that responded to the survey. That's a lot of students, guys. 30% of undergraduate students who took the survey stated that they're food insecure sometimes or often. 48% of the undergraduate students stated yes or maybe that they were the type of person who would use an emergency food pantry. Food insecurity is experienced by undergraduates across all academic levels. However, it appears it may increase as students advance in academic standing. Why do you suppose that's the case?
Because credits become more expensive with differential fees.
And students tend to go through their financial aid. And this is part of the reason why we try to get students to graduate in the 4 years. What we're also finding is that it's like fourth year and fifth year juniors and seniors. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As your academic financial aid, as your financial aid packages wore out, it becomes more and more difficult to meet your financial obligations. And then, this was kind of harsh. The food I buy each month does not last, and I do not have money to buy more. Never half of those that took the survey. Once 17%, sometimes 23%, often true 10% of the population. I can't afford to eat balanced meals. And by the way, this is actually reflecting national research. That's one of the latest topics for the last 2 years in higher education has been, how is it that we've got these big, beautiful universities that students are attending, but we're just finding out now that food insecurity is actually a whole lot higher than we were previously aware of. And then I skip meals because I don't have enough food. Often true, again, about 11% of the population. Sometimes that jumped up to 31%. And this is the most telltale graph. Get to it. So the higher your GPA, food scarcity, none. GPA is at 3.37. When you have a high level of food scarcity, look at the GPA fall down to 3.05. So there's actually a connection. And I wanted you to see this data because PEC provisions really has come a long way. And Natalie is doing a great job this year of laying down a programmatic foundation, but also a partnership foundation, reaching out to clubs and organizations. And we're getting ready. I want this data prepared, and we want to go present it to the Faculty Senate. We want to present it to the Graduate Student Association and to the Student Services faculty as well. Last year, the dean of the College of Science was shocked when he found out that 20% of the students who go to the food pantry are in the College of Science. So what's going on there, right? Although it's spread out, it was like 17%, 18%, 23%. It really is spread out throughout the colleges. And the deans were kind of shocked, and the question was why. And so that's one of the things we're going to attempt to find out in this coming year as we comb through the data, mine the data, and then maybe start forming focus groups. And the intake now, we're asking students, you know, why? Why is this happening? and it's kind of a careful balance. You don't want to be so intrusive that the student never wants to come back, but you want to get enough information that you say, okay, in addition to the food, we'd like to hand you these additional resources. Do you know that you can actually apply for food stamps? Do you know that you can actually apply for emergency funding over in Marcelo's area? So part of being able to get that information from the student is being able to connect them to other resources as well. So all of that out of your academic initiatives account.
Are there any questions for Director Rodriguez? Okay, I have one. So for the undergraduate research funding for both the summer study abroad and also for the research awards, do we have someone from ACLN like kind of on the committee selecting who?
Oh, they're on all the
committees. Okay.
Yeah, the academic affairs committee goes in and does the selection process. They participate. Dr. Mensing and his staff put all of the paperwork together, and then they all come together as a collective and they decide on those. But yeah, absolutely, the student senators are in on it.
Okay, perfect. Are there any further questions? Cool, well, thank you.
Sure. And I would strongly encourage you in April, and I'm sorry, I forgot to include the link, I'll send it to you. In April is when they hold the poster session for all of the undergraduate students that you funded. It is really a cool thing to go to. It takes up the entire ballroom and you walk in, and it's all these students standing by their research. So if you have time, and you'll see there's going to be banners and posters everywhere, you should drop by and see the amazing work these students are doing.
All right, moving to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 4:32.